Now let's lead off with the minimum wage. This month, over a million Illinois workers who make the minimum wage got a pay increase, with another raise coming July 1st. It was Illinois' first minimum wage increase in nearly a decade. Minimum wage workers under 18 are getting more money too, but not as much. The gap between what the youngest workers and everyone else makes will only grow over the next 6 years. Before now, the minimum wage was $7.75 an hour for those under age 18. That's 50 cents less than everyone else. On January 1st, the minimum wage for those under 18 climbed to $8 an hour, and that's now $1.25 less than older workers get. That gap will climb all the way up to $2.75 an hour in 2022, when young workers will make $9.25 an hour and everyone else makes $12.
Young people deserve to be paid the same amount for the same work.
That's Ari Whitlock, a sophomore at Normal Community High School, who's co-founder of the Bloomington Normal Youth Activists Organization.
If you can hire a 17-year-old to do a work that you would hire a 34-year-old to do, they should receive the same pay. That's not even a question.
The minimum wage increase, signed into law last February, was one of Governor Pritzker's first major legislative achievements. Pritzker called it a victory for the cause of economic justice. A spokesperson for the Illinois Department of Labor stresses that the lower youth minimum wage only impacts those who work 650 hours or less in a given year. That's about 12 hours a week. Anybody working more than that would just qualify for the regular higher wage. One reason that those under 18 will make so much less than everyone else is park districts. The Illinois Association of Park Districts lobbied hard to increase the exemption, that gap between the wages for workers under 18. That's according to spokesperson Bobby Joe Hill. Hill says that lifeguards, camp counselors, and other young workers are the largest demographic of employees at the park districts. That means paying a 17-year-old $9.25 an hour instead of $8 would have been costly and forced some park districts to reduce their program offerings or the number of hours they could operate.
We definitely want to make sure that our members are able to continue to hire youth. And, you know, this legislation was something that, you know, we were involved with negotiating so that, you know, they can hopefully continue to do that.
So what about the fairness question?
So I think it just depends on the type of opportunities that those youth are looking for, you know, and not just maybe some that aren't looking so much for, you know, the bottom line dollar amount as much as, you know, the experience that they want to obtain.
While the pay gap would still affect food service and retail jobs, it won't be as noticeable for Bloomington and Normal Parks and Rec workers under age 18. Neither city pays the lower under 18 wage now. They instead opt to pay based on position, not by age.